Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. These are a series of podcasts of Sunday homilies, reflections, and occasional talks given by the staff of the Catholic Community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, Parochial Vicar, Associate Director of the Catholic Community. It is the fourth Sunday of Lent. The readings are from Cycle A.
Now, the protagonist in today's gospel is an unlikely hero. The man born blind doesn't follow Jesus' pattern of those who sought his help. Jesus bestowed unlikely graces to an unlikely candidate. For one thing, the man born blind didn't even ask Jesus for help. He never called out like Bartimaeus or the centurion or those countless others asking Jesus for mercy. Rather, Jesus actually takes the initiative. He actually goes up to the guy. He spits on the ground, makes some mud, and he gets to work. So for reasons beyond all mystery, Jesus chose this blind man, this man born blind, to bestow unlikely graces. When the blind man received this gift of healing, it wasn't enough that he thanked Jesus. The man born blind became a new man when Jesus healed him. He was transformed. He was recreated. The man who was formerly blind became something new. And by the end of the gospel, we can hardly recognize the man born blind. This boy who started off as a poor beggar on the side of the road became a prophet, if not an evangelist, being bold enough to ask even the Pharisees and the scribes if they would like to become disciples of Jesus. The man did not merely thank him. He proclaimed him. He followed him. And eventually, he worshiped him. The blind man saw the light of the world. He encountered the way, the truth, the life, the light. He encountered a new way of living. He had been transformed. He'd been recreated. And now the man born blind, we find him worshiping Jesus, desiring to be part of his company, and inviting even the scribes and the Pharisees to be part of this company. And by the virtue of our baptism, we are intimately part of Jesus' company, whether awake or asleep. Jesus had promised that he will be always with us, and indeed, he always is. And at this altar today, he will be with us in a very substantial way. We will see that the man born blind saw. We will see what he saw. We will see Jesus presented on this altar. Jesus will enter into our bodies and our souls. He will permeate into our hearts. He will perform a sort of reverse osmosis into our very selves. And with this mysterious communion, how will we be transformed? Is receiving communion simply enough? Or can we feel the urge, the pull, the push, the need to share this gift of love and life with others? For the blind man, it was the natural thing to do. Almost immediately, he started walking around, telling others that he had been cured, saying that Jesus was his healer, that Jesus was a man of God, that Jesus was a man who ought to be revered. Eventually, that Jesus was a man that ought to be worshipped. But how does this apply to us? How will communing with Jesus transform us? Will we be like the man born blind, naturally manifesting our gifts of grace to others? Whether it be in the studio, or in the labs, in the classroom, can we display the joy, the sublime, the charity, the graciousness of Christ in our very being, by our very walking, by our very presence? today marks the fourth Sunday of Lent. We have passed the halfway point towards our Lenten journey. Time is hurling us towards Holy Week. The Holy Triduum is soon upon us. So as we enter more deeply into the Lenten mysteries, let us be ever thankful for all the unlikely graces Christ has provided us. As the man born blind found himself giving everything he had to follow the Lord, may we look into the light of the world, gaze into the truth of the gospel, and find ourselves transformed.
Thank you for listening to Catholic Cardinal Reflections from the Catholic Community at Stanford University. For more information, please call us at 650-725-0080 or email us at catholic@stanford.edu. Please visit our offices at the third floor of Old Union at the Center for Interreligious Community Learning and Experiences, or mail us at Catholic Community at Stanford, P.O. Box 20301, Stanford, California, 94309. This is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, O.P., the Associate Director, Parochial Vicar for the Catholic Community at Stanford, and the voice of Catholic Cardinal Reflections. Till next time, may God bless you.